do that then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what kind of land you got here?
We got gravel land, we got black land, and we've got sandy land.
Yeah. If you got that kind of clay?
We got some clay land, too.
What color is it?
Red.
You don't have any of that black clay land?
Uh-uh. Well, it's a kind of black clay over here. We call it black ground.
It's
gumbo clay.
Yeah.
And the way down under there is this old yellow clay.
Yeah. Yeah. That black sandy land.
Yeah, that's what we raise watermelons on.
Yeah. That's black buckshot or?
No, it's just pure sand. It makes good sweet potatoes. Now it really do.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised, in her last year, we raised 52 sacks of potatoes.
What kind?
Ice potatoes. I never seen a lack of potatoes in my life.
Hot weather picking them up.
Where did you cure them when you were younger? Did you have a place?
No, we just got a place like we had back in up here. I built a place up here, and we just pour them out in there and let them dry out and sack them up and leave them sitting there.
Then that put them some
fruit. That was did you build a kind of a place?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Where you could keep the turnips too and the
potatoes? Yeah, now we put turnips, taking the shovel, dug a little place about that deep in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We put hay in there. We put our turnips in there. We taken dirt down and mounted them up, built a mound over. And we laid something over that then. Them turnips would stay there all winter.
They always call that hill in the mud.
Hill them up.
What about where would you keep your horses?
We kept them in the barn.
I see. You had a place for them?
Yeah, we had a big barn. Everybody kept their horses in the barn.
Just yeah.
Only, and now we turn them out in the pasture, but when we were farming, we brought them in, fed them in the barn, kept them up.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you never farm any?
Did you? They kind of, what else? Did you have a place where all your animals could run around?
No, we had stalls, about 8-foot stalls from standing.
Yeah.
And that's what we kept.
No, a place maybe out around the barn where all your animals could run around.
We had a horse lot, that's big funny. Horse lot.
But didn't you never see a horse lot?
No, Marty, he just young. He never seen it.
He's old enough to see a horse lot.
No.
Yeah, I've seen places like that, but I just wondered, you know, what y'all had.
Yeah,
they don't have horse lots like they used to.
In fact, we don't have many horses, you know.
No.
Up around where I'm from.
I've got 3 head of horses.
What was it you said about that horse up there?
He'd chew tobacco.
Yeah.
But I never did learn him to spit.
You never did learn him to spit.
He didn't eat anything.
Oh, that horse is—he's a character.
Yeah, he's a big horse, good horse too, good size horse.
He's a good horse and works just like a mule.
They were important back here too, back in the old days, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd offered $500 for that horse.
That's good, good price. You didn't take it?
No. Well, I couldn't buy another like him.
Yeah. About wagons, did you have them things that the traces were hitched to and they'd
single trees.
Yeah.
Single trees.
And what kept them together? They had
a double tree and a pin went down through there and into the...
Yeah. And the wagon had something running up through the front of it, didn't it?
Tongue.
The tongue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What kind of